the love that the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
Because of Moses' position in the operation of things, he had the authority to give permission, and God had to abide with it. I don't know where you are with me. Moses permitted them. And that's why I tell people, see, when you are in a particular setting and the head permits certain things, you may be free, but that does not mean there will be no consequences. You and the head will pay a price for it. I don't know whether you are with me. And that's why headship is a heavy responsibility, especially preaching. James said that we should not be many preachers or teachers, because we shall be exposed to greater judgment. The measurement God will use for you is not what he will use for me. Because of your level of maturity, he can overlook certain things, but he will overlook it for me. That was why let me ask us, what sin did Moses commit to warrant him not entering the promised land? Which of the Ten Commandments, of course, you can say he broke the first commandment. He didn't honor God. God said, you do not honor me. But technically, speak to the rock, he smote the rock. What is the big deal in that? But as far as God was concerned, he would not pardon Moses. Because the Bible says Moses knew that rock, that rock was Christ. He saw the precarnate Christ. He knew the precarnate Christ. He knew about his death, that he can only die once, and should only die once. That's why the Bible says you cannot put him to open shame twice. He was put to shame once. If you try the second time, they will wipe you out. I don't know whether you understand what I'm trying to say. But Moses should know, and that's why he paid that price. So when we talk about headship, please, brothers, it's not an opportunity for you. It's an awesome responsibility, because the lives of people are in your hands. It's like, I watch air crash investigation, and some pilots have done marvelously. When their planes are in trouble, they go to great extent to make sure that they land that plane safely. Because they recognize that the lives of people are in their care. So they don't play with their training. There was a particular one that landed a 747 jet on the water, River Hudson or something like that. The board of aviation came and said they didn't want to pay the insurance money. So they put the blame on the pilot. And they said, this man saved us. He took off and the engines died. All the two engines died. And it was, and that plane is big. So they now did simulation. They said they flew it and they were able to get to the plane or something. And asked, how many times did you try the simulation? And they said after about 12 times. Say me, I had only 30 seconds to make a decision. You know, you're telling me that I'm at fault and nobody died. The president gave me my word. Hallelujah. So a life. Jesus Christ said, how will you evaluate the worth of a soul? Then what will you give in exchange for your soul? So your family is like a plane. It must not crash. Taking off is dangerous. When you are in flight, you may be on autopilot. But when the plane is coming to land, sovereign control must come in. So you must always watch over everything that's happening in your family. I'm not going to the area of children. Handling children is a different ball game entirely. Because when you start bearing children, it's a different ball game. You are entering again into uncharted Miriam. And except the Lord helps you. Many people have raised children. No, people used to say, I want to have a boy. I want to have a boy. When they now have the boy, you know, all the armed robbers in town, you know, they did naming ceremony for them. Are you aware? Pastors and imams pray for their naming, and then you will be great. They turn out to be great, rich, really. Praise God. So please define the kind of greatness. Am I talking to you? So it's not whether you're born girl or you're born boy. A child is a child. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You have a responsibility to handle that life. Praise God. Now the Bible says, even as Christ is the head of the church and is the savior of the body. Next verse. Therefore. Everybody say therefore.
Therefore.
What's the meaning of therefore? Therefore. Therefore means therefore. That means the thought, that thought we have been doing, this is now the therefore. Hallelujah. Based on that thought, therefore, praise God. As the church is subject to Christ, to Christ, the problem we have really is that Jesus, the church is not subject to Christ. That's why we have a problem. How many of you are subject to Christ? We call him Lord, but in reality he's not Lord. See, when Jesus is Lord, let me give an example of lordship. There was a man called Ezekiel. How many of you have read the story before? Prophet Ezekiel. One day God told him, son of man, see physics, I must not get physics in bed. Then go and cook it and go and eat it in the sight of all Israel. How many of you would like to do that? I didn't say cucumber. I didn't say rice.
Nothing
do me. Human physics. They go and cook it. Go and eat it in the sight of all Israel. So when they now ask you, so are you eating physics? Say, this is how all of you will eat physics on your way to Babylon. What kind of prophet is that? Jesus is my Lord. You have not learned what they call lordship. Lordship, it is a Lord that will say, son of man, I want you to offer your neck as a living sacrifice. Okay, let me explain the one you know. There was a man called Brother Peter. Peter was working with the risen Lord. Said, Peter, when you were a small boy, you went anywhere you wanted to go, Abby. Said, yes. Said, when you are old, they will lead you by the hand and take you where you don't want to go. Thus signifying what? The kind of death you should die to do what? That's the way the Lord wants him to die. He will cut his neck off or kill him in him. How does that glorify God? I don't know whether you are with me. How did the death of, what was this brother? Stephen. How did that glorify God?
The one in Adamawa.
How did that one glorify Jesus? Did many people get born again? Was that praise worship? But it'd be shocked if you had the privilege that when he was leaving his body, Jesus was there waiting to receive him. Say, well done, I like the way you died. Come, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is my son, in my workplace. He died very well. You really like to die like that? He's not a Lord. Praise God. Am I making sense? As the church is supposed to be subject to Christ in all things. So, I don't know where you and I got this doctrine from that he's a good God that wants to always do everything that is good and pleasant for you. It is not always true. Praise God. Can you roll to go to Hebrews 11? Let us read from 31. I want to show you something about lordship. Then I will come back to Ephesians. Hebrews 11. Are you there? Have you got it there for me? Okay. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when shall receive the spies with peace. 32. What more shall I say? Now this was the great testimony we had. Time will fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson. Samson is there. Did that surprise you? Samson made heaven. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says in his death, he killed more Philistines than when he was alive. That was a warrior. That was a man of faith. Hallelujah. But we'll talk about the story later on. Of Jephthah, David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets. 33. Who through faith, what did they do? They subdued kingdoms. What did they do again? They wrought righteousness. What did they do? They obtained promises. What did they do? Stop the mouth of lions. What else did they do? Oh yeah. Quench the violence of fire. Escape the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. Wax valiant in fight. Turn to fly the armies of the aliens. 95. Women received their dead raised to life again. And others were... This is where they brought us up. How will you come and share this kind of testimony that was tortured? But others were what?
Tortured.
Not accepting deliverance. That they might obtain what? A better resurrection. The next verse. Others had what? Trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. Yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. Next one. They were what? They were stoned. They were torn asunder. Were tempted. Were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute. This place is not good for prosperity gospel. They were destitute. They were afflicted. They were tormented. Look at the next verse. Of whom the world was not worthy. Now, if you met them on the road, you will not want to be like them. If you met them on the road, you will think that God has abandoned them. But the testimony of God that the earth was not worthy to have those guys walk on that earth. Do you understand what I'm trying to say here? These were champions of the faith. Yet, you will look at them and say, these were bad examples of the faith. Praise God. They wandered in deserts, in mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. 39. And this all, haven't obtained what? Hallelujah. There was a category that wrought righteousness. There was a category that were destitute. All of them were
champions.
Those who only have testimony of subduing kingdoms. But those guys kept their faith even in the midst of being destitute. Sir?
Of them
being subdued. Satan caught them and subdued them. And what you were looking at, this was weakness. This was failure. Don't you have faith? They had faith.
Can't you pray?
God just chose not to answer their prayer. And yet the Bible says they did not lose faith in God. Many years ago, I told God, I preached to a classmate of mine. She was a jai girl. And I said, if your God is so powerful, how come you had two carriers? My hair is packed. I would say, God, where are you? Where is the God of Elijah? You must show this girl that I'm serving a living God. Lord, I must pass. I began to rake in front of God. And I finished my raking. He said, even if I don't let you pass, does that mean I'm not yet God? That was the end of my prayer. It doesn't change God whether I pass or fail. Did my pass or fail affect me, not God? So you can't put God on that pedestal. Say, God, if you don't do it, I'm warning you, they will think you're not God. He may choose not to do it. You know what those Hebrew men said? Said Nebuchadnezzar, be known unto thee, that our God can deliver us. But let him remind you, in case he doesn't do, we still will not bow. There were people who said so. They died. Don't think it's every time you say, shoot me. They will shoot you free of charge. Nothing will happen. And some will say, shoot me and nothing will happen to you. Praise God. Anyhow you do it, just make sure that you are in the faith. That's what is important. That's the common denomination. Can I go back to where I came from? Ephesians. So let's go back. Take me back to Ephesians, please. So the Bible says, as the church is subject to Christ, that means it chooses what it wants to do with each and every one of us. Now, you may not like the idea. Now, one thing that Jesus will not do is break your hoof. He won't do that. Please, can I take that to the bank? But it is not compulsory that Jesus will make you a multimillionaire. Am I okay?
Yes, sir.
It's not under obligation to make you a multimillionaire. It's not under obligation to make sure that all the children you were born will be girls. He may choose not to give you girls, he may just give you boys. I may choose not to give you boys, he may give you girls. It's his choice. Hallelujah. Am I communicating? He does it as his will. There was a woman, the Lord closed her womb, and it was Sarah. It was not Ogundile. Many people think that Ogundile did not exist. It has always been, since Satan came into this world, Ogundile has been happening. Since Cain killed Abel. What do you think? What was it without this? That was the problem. So Ogundile now? Praise God. That is the thing. He has been there. We know. Praise God. Has always been there. But Bible says God closed her womb. The mother of Samuel. What was her name? Anna. Was God who closed her womb? But let me tell you one thing. This is my own theory. That there were 7,000 women like that in Israel that God closed their womb. I got that from Elijah. Said 7,000 have not bowed their knees. You know the Bible says there are vessels unto honor and there are vessels unto honor. Let every man decide what he wants to be. Whether it's vessel to honor or vessel to dishonor. Anyone you want to choose your choice. Praise God. Out of that, this is my own theory. Share it with the son. It's my own theory. Out of that 7,000, one person made a vow. Because God wanted a prophet to come into the air. I needed a womb. And that womb can only the womb that can make a vow can get that something. No, he has been going to Shiloh all these years. Going to Shiloh, talking. We cry, we knock our head down, we roll, we fight our husband, we keep malice with the second wife. God didn't move. God doesn't get moved by all those things. Until one day, I don't know, Holy Ghost was like, pass you, this thing you are doing will not work. We better make a vow. It was not Eli that preached the message. That's why I say, I believe it was Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost preached to you the right message in Jesus' name. Amen. Then she made the vow. And the rest, like we say, is history. So what are we trying to say here? The Bible says that let the wife be subject to their own husband in everything. Please, husband, when they submit to you, don't think it's your right. It is not a right. It's a responsibility. Do we agree? It's a what? It's a responsibility. It's not a right. Next verse, 25. This is where I was going. Husband, what should you do? The word love there is, can you give me the, pastor, what is the Greek word for love? There are three words for love in Greek that the English word cannot capture. There is philia, there is eros. Is it eros or eros? Eros. Eros. E-R-O-S. Eros. And there is agape, the God kind of love. This is the God kind of love. He said, husbands, agape your wife. Now, there's a level, you have to eros your wife. You have to also filio your wife, which is friendship. But there's a love they are demanding from husbands. Says, husband, agape your wife. This love has nothing to do with feelings. It has nothing to do with attraction. It has nothing to do with any other thing. Whether she's submissive or not, this one says, as why? Even as Christ also does what? Love the church. And what did he do? You know, that's why we were yet in us. Christ died for the ungodly. Say, hardly will a man die for a friend. Maybe, firstly, you'll find one good man out of a million, who will look at a friend and say, you want to die, I shouldn't die, I will die for you. That's one in a million. But one in a billion. Praise God. There was one idiot called Anthony, Mark Anthony. I died for love. Foolish man. How did Christ love his church? That while you were rebels. You know what is a rebel? It's like me standing and saying, I want to die for Boko Haram people. How can you die for Boko Haram? What is the guarantee that these people will come back and appreciate what you did? I don't know whether I am making sense to you. There was no hope. There was no likelihood. There was nothing in the horizon to show that that sacrifice will be worth anything. There are times you have to just love your wife when it's like she will not even appreciate what you are doing. Are you ready for that kind of love? Brothers, they have disappeared though. They are not in church this morning. Are you in church this morning?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Praise God. Some of you are looking at my feeling. This thing can spoil anointing. Amen. As Christ loved the church and gave, it was that love that made him give his life. So it's an unconditional love. It's a love that has nothing to do with our imperfection. Because when you look at the church as it is today, Jesus has not stopped loving us. In spite of our imperfections, in spite of our failures, in spite of our shortcomings, have you read the requirements of being the bride of Christ? He said a church that is without spot and without wrinkle, blameless, pure. Wow. Now, when you look at yourself, how close are you to that ideal? Hello? Hello? Now, you will realize that Jesus hates our sins, yet he does not mix our sins with our persons. He loves our persons, but he hates our sins. And so people assume that because he loves us, that means he accommodates our shortcomings. He's accommodating it, not because he loves to accommodate it, because he's just patient. Praise God. I am patient with, there was a time, what was her name? Princess, we run up and down here, run up and there. We are accommodator. Are you with me? Her play is coming too much. Your friend, come and carry Princess. But a time will come when Princess grows as old as you, she can't run up and down here again. We won't take it from her. I don't know whether you understand me. That's how it is. We love her. But a time will come when we say no. This stops. But the problem is that everybody wants to remain at the level of Princess and keep running up and down. How do you imagine a 20-year-old person still in diapers running up and down? That's how many people are. They don't want to grow up. So the Bible says we should look at the long suffering of God. It's for our salvation. It's holding back. Not because it's slow. No. It's giving us time to make the necessary adjustments. So he accommodates and keeps quiet, overlooks things, but not because he didn't see it. He saw them. He hates it. But he's patient with you. That you come to your senses one day and say, no, I need to drop this behavior. I need to drop this something. So Peter said, add to your faith virtue. And to virtue what? Knowledge. And began to keep happiness. If these things are you and they are bound, so you'll be fruitful. That's what God is looking for. John chapter 15 said, if you don't bear fruit, what did he say will happen? He said, it will cut you off. So the time he's giving us is for fruit bearing. So don't assume on God that is accommodating. I'm just a nice guy. God is a nice God. He loves us. It's true, he loves us. He also hates the things. And he's going to judge it. So Jesus loved his church and gave himself for it. And he's still giving himself. Hallelujah. And people are abusing him. People are taking him for granted. People are playing with him. But for how long will this continue? It will continue for long. And that's the predicament of the church system that we're living in now. We assume that the issue of coming to maturity, coming to perfection, coming to that state of purity is going to be a sovereign act of God. It's not going to be sovereign. There's a role you and I must play. Paul said, put to death. Abby? Is that what he said? Put to death. It is your responsibility. Sir?
Mortify
Mortify your mortal bodies. Mortify those deeds. Mortify those things. Put them to death. It's your job, not his job. It's yours. It's mine. So if you choose not to put them to death, you'll be like the five virgins who were not wise. Who don't take extra oil? Who will get to that place? I said, Master, we preach in our house. Your revelation came. We handled those things. He said, depart from me. I don't know you. May that not be our stories in Jesus' name. Verse 26. That he might do what? Sanctify it and do what? Cleanse it with what? Washing of water by the blood. Now let me digress here. We were saying something about, what do we say when we're in a relationship? Some will say, sister, have you read one book of the Bible to read today? Matthew. You have not read Ephesians. Is that a conversation? Praise God. You can't have a normal conversation without asking what Bible. I don't know when your problem became Bible reading. Praise the Lord. Can't you just be normal? Can't you just? I don't know what to say here. But please, you know that we're in a relationship. What did you read? You didn't read Bible. Yeah. Open the Bible. She has come to visit you. Yeah. You bring up one big, massive. Then you are reading. You are reading, reading. Okay. What can you understand? That is not what you say there. Praise God. If you have been doing that, repent and be born again. Praise God. There are many ways by you can communicate truth. Am I making sense? Many ways. Learn from the ant, the preacher said. You can just say, look at that body, how beautiful that body. Wow, God. And you are communicating and teaching her the wisdom of God. I like your hair. I like your something. I like your something. I like. I'm not going to teach you how to talk. But please, let it be interesting. So be straight that you get home. Sit down. How are you? I'm fine. Where's my food? Your food's on the table. Okay. That home will not last. I give you a try 1 year. So you must learn how to be a good conversationalist. How to converse, how to talk. And you start with you being brethren. You come to greet Satoyin. You get there, Satoyin Ekpele. You are welcome. And you sit down there and you are looking. After I was, Satoyin Ewa Malole. So if you as a brother and a sister, you can't just converse. There's no way you can succeed over there. I had a friend who was very insecure. You can't talk to his wife. Oguni. Because he believes that everybody, his wife is pretty. Everybody wants to say. So the wife now, everyone, she's a shadow of herself. Shadow of herself. Yeah. After greeting them one time in Abuja, I didn't go again. God help me. Let me go to where I am celebrated. Where you'll be free to talk with the wife. How are the kids? Just gist. What's going on in Abuja? We had to try that with him. You say, are you my wife? Listen to your brother. So if you have problems, if you are insecure, it will have a lot of problems. You will have a lot of problems in relationship. You have to be trusting. You have to learn how to handle people. Praise the Lord. He wants to sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by what? The word. 27. That he might what? Present it to himself. Now, listen to me. That lady is God's child. What did I say? The Lord is borrowing you that lady to help you. She ultimately reports to him, not you. I don't know whether I'm making sense to you. So you have a responsibility of taking care of God's child properly. That man is God's child. Don't abuse him. I don't know that I'm making sense. It is that all of us should be brought presented to him. So when I'm doing cutting her down, destroying her self-image, making her to realize that she's a nobody, how am I fulfilling that? Presenting him a glorious church. Hallelujah. So you understand that there's a lot of work to do. So when Paul was writing to Timothy, my God, I can't finish this message. Can I jump away? Let me jump away. If I take that Timothy thought, I will go to another direction. I will just leave where I'm going. Praise God. Give me Ecclesiastes chapter 9, 11 to 7 to 10. Let me leave Timothy. Let me just leave Timothy. Don't let me go to Timothy. Ecclesiastes 9, 7 to 10. Ecclesiastes. This is what he said to the man. He said, go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart. For God now accepted thy works. May the Lord accept the work of your hands in Jesus' name. Verse 8. He now says this. Let thy garment be always brothers. You have no right to marry if your garments are unclean. If you have unclean garments, you have no right. So the word of God says, let your garments be what? Clean. And let your head lack no what? You know what ointment means? Anointing. What is anointing for? For work. Again, that takes me back to the garden. That he gave him a work. And the Lord said, I will give you an help meet for that work. So what is your anointing meant for? And I'm giving sisters this. Please, if a brother comes, you have my permission to ask him, what anointing do you carry? And what is it for? Now, if he has anointing to be breaking pangolo, and you perceive that you don't need, you are not cut out for breaking pangolo, that God cut you out for breaking rocks, kindly tell him, brother, God bless you. I'm not qualified to help you for that mission. God bless you. Look, there's a sister I think that has a grace for pangolo. I don't know why you understand me. Because what you say, how do I know? You have, like Mr. said, how many sisters came to her? 17 brothers. My God, that sister was fire. Everybody wants to marry her. Praise God. Are you with me? Can you be that precious that everybody wants to marry you? But when all of them come, ask them, which of them, what's your calling? What God did they call you to? I say, I'm called to be a preacher. What are you supposed to be preaching? Righteousness. What is righteousness? Your question is too much. No, you are failed. What is your own? I don't know whether you understand me. By the time you are like that, only the brothers that have gone into the secret place of the Most High, that have... No, just like I said, if you go into the secret place and pray to your father, who saw you in secret will openly do what? Reward you. By the time you get before the sister, the anointing would have melted her heart. Hallelujah. But if you have not been to the secret place, I come and meet a sister that is well grounded, you just lose everything. So just ask him, what is your anointing? What have they called you for? Let your head lack no what? Ointment. It's a continuous exercise. Next verse. What is next verse? Let your garment be white. Let your head lack no ointment. Then live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of your life of thy vanity, which has given thee under the sun. All the days of thy vanity. For this is your portion. Amen. So if you don't know your right from your left, please don't go and ask a woman for her hand. You will waste that destiny. He raised that life. And all these lives are very precious to God. Let me take one thought and then I think I will try and finish. Don't ask me, Pastor, how do I propose? I have no idea. Everybody will find his own way of doing it. But one thing the Bible says, let me talk about who you cannot marry. There are many people you cannot marry. You cannot marry a fool. What did I say? Don't marry a fool. There was a man, the husband of Abigail.
Nabal.
You can't marry that kind of person. I don't know what made Abigail marry Nabal.
Packaging.
Maybe it was packaging. Maybe it was his height. Maybe it was his... I know. Thank you very much. Maybe it was his money. Maybe it was his prospect. But I know by the time she entered that relationship, she knew that she had entered one chance. Nabal was a fool. Now you can be a good business guy, solid guy, but you are still a fool. And who is a fool? A man that lives his life without thinking about God. You know, it's possible to live your life without thinking about God. It's possible to wake up in the morning and not pray. Doesn't mean that your day will be bad. In fact, the day you don't pray, it may be the day you have the best experience. And the day you pray, all hell may break loose. Do you understand me? So it's not the person who goes to church. It's the person who just lives life as if God just does not exist. A godless man. You can't marry a fool. You cannot marry a man or a woman that is given to strife. That easily sparks like that. You will not enjoy your life. You can't marry a naga. Is it a naga or a nigger? A person who nags. It is not only girls that nag. So you understand? Boys nag. I know of a lady that nags. Ah, my wife, all my friends, their husband bought them car. Me, I don't know what you are doing. My wife, my friend, their husband allowed them to travel abroad. You kill this guy, you. Am I communicating? When I say, hey, look at you, you cannot even think like Sister Lamy. I'm disappointed. I don't even know why I married you. He's a nagging husband. But you will show it in relationship. When you are close to him, you will notice. If you are very sensitive, you know that this one nags. Carry your leg and walk. Except the Lord heals him and delivers him, you can't change him more. Like you met him, that's how he will continue. People don't change except they meet God. I mean, it's physics, Abby. Everything remains in motion until a force meets it. Acts on it. But most of the time, you may, for sure God may meet your own. But if God does not come and meet your own, it's your problem. Don't fight a brawler. He will browse. Pick quarrels. Fight over everything. Very petty. Very touchy. Be careful. Don't marry a selfish man or woman. It's my own, it's my own. It's my own, it's my own. Give me your... I don't know what you want to give him. He can't share anything. But, you know, it's love, Valentine. Love is in the air. If you let Valentine love deceive you, you're on your own. Amen. Amen. I don't know how I can help you there, but it's you that will find out. That's why you cannot enter a relationship. I met her and I want to marry her tomorrow. You will drink your gari without water. Because you don't know him, you don't know her. Praise the Lord. Of course, relationship is a faith walk. You might marry somebody, like I said, you may marry, some people will marry Chevron because the guy has a prospect of working in Chevron. And this area does not work. And he ends up working in Ibo? Unity Bank. You're not that. At least, Ministry of Local Government. All of them wear tie. All of them, your banker must wear tie. You go and marry tie. You're on your own. Because if he loses that job, am I communicating with you?
Yes, sir.
Please be wise. Please be wise. God will help us. She told us about the husband. She did not know the husband was a millionaire. The man didn't show it. The man didn't tell her. The man just related as though, if you are the type that likes to brag, I want to thank God, as I was just passing, I saw a range, 2019 range, and I was talking to my pastor that I can buy the range. She will marry range. And the day range goes, she too also will range away. Praise God. Look, people come in different packages. But please, don't let your marriage become a burden for the church. I didn't tell you about in-laws, because it's not about in-law now. In-law is a different ball game. Let me say this as I close. Please don't marry a man or a woman that is under the control of his or her mother. I said, control. I want to go. My mom is calling me. Oh, I want to go. My mom said I should not do this. It's a baby. You and the mother will fight for control. And that fight you can't win. Except you enter witchcraft. All my enemies die! You are already a witch. Okay, your mother-in-law. Esther told me a guy was in love with her. And I said, but the way she was talking, I said, what's the problem? She said, the guy is mommy's boy. I said, walk away. It was a walk away. Yeah, there was somebody coming to propose to her, but I said, that one is not a go area. Walk away. He wants to marry from the house of Babalawo. And the guy said, this is my daddy, I love my daddy. He said, Babalawo, but I love him. Walk away. So these are things you must understand. Don't compromise your faith. Are you strong enough to say, like those Hebrew young men said, is it the Hebrew that said that it was not, that said if we perish?
Perish.
Esther. Can you say that? That if I don't find the right man, I don't find the right woman, I would rather remain single. Can you go that far? You don't marry in heaven, no? You don't marry in heaven. Yeah, Pastor, you have married, you are not talking. There is no enjoyment. It's wala. Paul said that this marriage will give you trouble in the flesh. I mean, Pastor, the time when we were single, we went as we used to go. I used to come to Pastor's house 12 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and we can play anywhere. Nobody disturbs. We sleep anywhere now that the night meets us. We were brothers. Hallelujah. But when marriage came, I did not even know. During our... Praise God. Some of us, it took us an experience to let us realize that we have crossed that threshold. You can't go anywhere you want to go. Can't do anything you want to do. Somebody says it's a prison, but it's a good prison if you know how to make it. It's a good prison. A prison is not they just throw away the key. Let me stay in this place. I don't know where. Somebody told me, said my wife, she wants to kill me. That's why you're jumping out. I said, your wife is the only one that has the right to kill you. If any other person kills you, you will go to hell. You understand? You go to hell. Your wife will kill you with love, kill you until you die. But if somebody else kills you, I guarantee you 100% will land hellfire. Amen. So please, I will advise. It's an advice. I've not told you about my commandments. People have been saying, why do I give commandments that only you don't get into relationships while you are in university? Can I talk about that a few minutes? Please, I want to say this. And please grant me that I have been in this marriage thing for a while. I have also seen I've also heard. I've also passed through your position. At a certain age, you don't understand what you want to handle. The Songs of Solomon said, don't awaken love when you're not ready to handle it. You can't and should not marry somebody that does not trip you emotionally. That I look at you and I just like you. And I just want to be with you. Now, that is a trap. Because Paul said, it can make you burn. Are you with me? And when you begin to burn, say it's better to marry than to burn. Then the question is, if you start burning, can you marry? Are you old enough to marry? Do you have the do you have what it takes to go and marry? I don't know whether you understand what I'm trying to say. At the age of 12 or so, I don't know how old a girl can be. Your body is developed to receive seed. But it's not about receiving seed. It's about are you mentally, are you, is everything about you complete?
Yes, sir.
That you are ready. Some of you are, some of you are not. Don't kid yourself that you are. When you are ready, you will know you are ready. Be honest with yourself. Am I communicating? So for me, Satan has tried truncating my education. And I know what could have happened if my education had been truncated. I don't want sex or whatever truncating your education. So the question is that, can you wait till when you graduate? What are you in a hurry for? What's pushing you? The Bible says, he that believeth will not make haste. Why are you in a haste? Why do you want to get involved? Look, those who get involved in final year, it's out of fear. That if I leave this school, I may not get anybody. Based on your testimonies of others you've heard, it's not always true. The truth is that many of you are still not ready. There was a daughter of mine, Nakumba. It was one day, years after she graduated, she was just talking, and it just struck me that this girl is now a woman. All the while, relating with her, she had this babyish thing. But after she came back and began to talk with me, I said, "This, you have become a woman. You are ready for marriage." Am I communicating? Many of you are not yet. So I will plead with you, be patient. Grow. You are not running anywhere. You are not running anywhere. Where are you going to? Pastor, nobody will greet me. Nobody will see me. It's a lie. Do you trust God? This is a test of your trust. This is a test of your faith. Can you trust God? Can you trust God? He said, vengeance is mine. I will avenge, saith the Lord. It's the same thing. If you can trust God to avenge on your behalf, why not trust him to take care of this aspect? When you are ready, you are ready. The world will know you are ready. It's not at the age of 16. It's not 21. 21, you are still too not old. Mind, they will still get there. Grow. Face life. And this is my reasoning. And this is it. Listen to me. At 21, final year, you don't know what the world, you don't even have an idea of how tomorrow will be like for you. You have no clue about your career. You have no clue about where you will go. You have no clue of where you are going in life. You want to plead, enter a life changing decision and you commit your life onto the land of a boy. The boy that can live, you are gambling. You guys can go to NYC and come back. Listen, when you get to NYC, every brother, some brother, Totu Gajimi, God has finished this work. That when he speaks in tongues, fire will be coming out of his ears. Praise God. Then you say, God, I should have waited for NYC. You are laying the foundation for unfaithfulness. You are building a foundation. I've laid it already. Or you now meet a sister here, because she's the only... It's your brother said that when you are in your father's farm, you assume your father's farm is the biggest. No, be so.
Yes,
step out of your father's farm and enter somebody else's father's farm. I say, so your farm is even bigger than my own. That's how it is with life. You don't even know where you are still going. The same guy can come out today from Futa and said he wants to go and live in Kaduna. Are you ready to go with him to Kaduna? He may not be ready to go to Kaduna. He may choose and say, I'm not even studying engineering again. I want to go and do carpentry. Are you ready to become the wife of a carpenter? I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. Many people are still in the state of flux. They are still developing. Hallelujah. Have an idea where the person is going to. That's what I'm trying to say. Before you commit your life, it's not a brother that is just fine boy. Wait, let us be going by faith. It can work. But most of the time, if his mind and his life ambition and everything about him changes, you may not be able to change. And that's what brings it, what I was going to talk to you about. This person being espoused to Mary, Joseph. The word espoused means he was engaged. As far as, like I told us last Sunday or Saturday, that when you say I do, it means you say I do, heaven stands it. It's no longer a date. It's no longer a boyfriend, girlfriend thing. It's a commitment you've made. That I do is what will bring us here on the day of your wedding, and then the man will say, who give this woman to be wife? Or oh, will you give him house?
Who give this woman to this man?
To this man. That decision brought us there. So you can't make that decision haphazardly. So for me, I don't like boyfriend, girlfriend. There's nothing like that in the body of Christ. Everybody should be your brother, everybody should be your sister. But when you want to get serious, sister, will you marry me? Let her go and pray. Let her go and think. Let her go and do everything he wants to do. Once you say, I do, we are coming here. Don't, not that after 1 month, one of my daughters said one brother proposed to her. Oh, she had the school, man. Moniba, how do you know she's the one? Tell her, I have peace in my heart. I laughed. I have peace. Tell her, I have peace in my heart. I said, okay, we'll see how it goes. The Lord is with you. After thousands of months, sister, how is the brother? He's not even calling me again. I said, oh, but I thought you had peace. She ended up marrying somebody else. That one broke. I don't like breaking commitments. Once you start laying that foundation, it will plague you through your life, your Christian walk. So the Bible says, let your name be nay. Your name be. Don't make a commitment that you're not ready to keep. If you're not ready, relate with her as a brother. Relate with her as a brother. Praise God. You understand what I said? Fine. Don't enter commitment. But once you say, will you do? And she says, yes. Please, don't come back and tell me it is no longer God's will. You only like it. She, do you understand me? Are we okay? I'm begging you. Don't come back and tell me it is no longer God's will. Mommy will remember that young man. Who used to come, he brought his parents. Oh, kiss her. Oh, you are loved. He said, stop kissing this girl. Leave this girl alone. Ah, daddy, I love her. Ah, she's the only girl. I will die over her. He graduated from Futa, 500 level. 2 years after, on Facebook, he had married somebody else. Bros, Kilo Shele. Man, suffering pastor. Later, I learned his mom went to go and consult. Ah! Uncle, it's again your dad. Your broken again, yeah? He now jumped on somebody else that they've approved. His home is not together now. My final take. How will I know if you are a serious and a mature Christian? How you handle the process of marriage. From the point of your choosing to the point of your execution, I will know. That's why I'll be waiting for you. Otherwise, you're still jumping and somersaulting. Ah, pastor, I love God. I have no qualms with that. But when you bring the sister, how did you know this is the person? Pastor, my mother, it was my mother. She went to pray. I know that you are a babe in Christ. If I have my way, I'll tell that sister, don't say yes. Am I communicating? Now, you now marry. or you want to marry, and they say that we have to go and say Babalawo, and they have to do like this on your leg. And you say, it's my daddy, I must obey. He tells me that you don't know what you are doing. Your head is not yet correct. You are not yet a man. Praise God. I have a lot of story to tell. Now I think we can, 4 hours, I think we'll be. The night of my, after my wedding, I was coming home. My aunties came from IJ, and I know that some of them fly in the afternoon, some of them fly in the evening. Praise God. I've not caught them, but I've had their stories. They poured water. I said, everyone that enters our house must enter water. I said, I'm sorry, my wife is not passing any water. Go back, baby, Koja. I held my ground. They said, it's not that. I said, it's my wife, it's my wife. Yeah. You must come. I just said, okay, honey, go to the house. I'll come and meet you there. You went to drop her in our flat. Me, I went to meet my people. She's my wife. all this food will spoil. Did you take permission from me to cook food? I will see you tomorrow morning. I want to go and start my honeymoon. But if I was a person, I would have handed my wife over to the ideas of my family. I will still be in problem now to today. Can you take your stand in a godly way and prayerfully resist any? Because there's no family here that doesn't have their own problem. The way all of you are looking, you think I'm not deceived. I'm not deceived. Leave that one. Your face. Then you marry. That's why all the demons in your family will now come out and say, we are here. All those uncles you never know will now take a position that except you be circumcised. There's no marriage. You will know then. Whether you can pray your way through, I'll be looking at you. Pastor, pray for me. I will pray for you. It's your home. Go and build it yourself. I can pray for you, but I will see how you will do the prayer first. Then I'll let you go. Let me stop here. Praise the Lord. Let me stop here. I must stop here. Praise God. So I do have a few words to say.
Yes.
Thank you. Because you were the one that was first invited. All right.
Thank you, sir, for teaching us in such a simple, practical and very realistic way. For me, it's teachings like this that establish the feet of the younger generation in the pathway of the father. I'm not talking about fathers in the, alluring sense, real fathers who can raise other generations. These are foundational teachings. But when Pastor was teaching us, he said something, and I just felt you shouldn't misunderstand him. You will hear him with thunder voices of warning. Don't do it like this. Don't do it like this. If you do it like this, I won't pray. If you do it like this, I won't be happy. Can I beg you, if you are fumbled, please come to him. Please. There is something in the New Testament. It is called grace. Grace opens the door even after you have banged it. Grace will still open the door after you have banged the door and you walked out in anger. Because people like me work with the younger generation, almost all my adult life I've interacted with the younger people, either in the course of ministry or my secular career. I understand the weight on the heart of a pastor when they teach things like this. I have also, by God's grace, raised younger people who mess up maritally. And it can be very, very, it's a pain you can't speak about. The few examples he mentioned are examples he couldn't but mention. I want to appeal to us. In case you're on the wrong track, Masori Kunkun, nobody, goes on a shortcut that leads to a wrong place and arrives at the right destination. That's the danger with shortcuts. Most times, they don't lead to the destination you desire. Marriage is so fundamental. Those of us who have found grace to marry right, and I say that with all sense of humility, we thank the Lord for that. Ile Obonomowa, we enjoy home. We thank God for the wives we have married. But even at that, we are still under the authority of fathers. About 2 months ago, my wife was offended at me, which is very rare. And for the second time in more than 21 years, she reported me to my discipler. The first time was to my pastor in Ado. The second time, and when Brother Maria called me for him, but I knew there was trouble. He didn't shout at me. I mean, he didn't back at me. He just said, "Hello, bro." I said, "Sir." I knew something was wrong. He said, "Your wife reported you." And I tried to make an excuse. Yes, I was trembling. Here was somebody I had placed myself under, you know. And he said this. And I tried to say what I thought my wife didn't do too well, you know. But I accepted the blame. And I took correction. I am thankful to God I have people who can talk to me. Go and sit down. Who can even tell me, "Get me long. Oh, preach, man, till 2020 is over." I'm telling you, Eleon Shay Shakarao, if I'm told that my microphone is left, my ministry is not my soul. They are not the same. So if you're in the house, or you'll be hearing this teaching, either on Telegram or Meet LR, and you have crossed the boundary, come back to pastor. There is a reason why God gives us shepherds and fathers, like, so that your emergence to fatherhood can be a proper father that can raise generations. What we call fatherhood is not just an umbrella that people brag about. No. It is capacity to also raise children who become fathers tomorrow. So don't say, pastor has said, if you have missed it, stay away. Don't get it wrong. Don't. Please come back, sir. I have missed it. I've actually proposed to two girls, one in Akumba and one in Futa. I know I am lost, sir. Just show me mercy and give me direction. There is nothing better than retracing your steps. May wisdom reside in our heart.
Praise the Lord. I'm not the type that will close the door at you or make fun. I won't do that. But you see, the only way I can tell you how much I don't want you to get it wrong is to be this hard. Do you understand? Now don't go and say, "Pastor is soft too," and I'm not soft too. Praise God. But please, I don't want you to make the mistakes we made. We are here today, like I said, by the grace of God. Those who made mistakes, it was not that grace was not available, but they made it. But grace still helped them. Mercy still came. But it came at a price. Don't repeat the mistakes of those who have gone ahead of yours. Are you with me? You don't have to. And why must we use you as a bad example? Why can't we use you as a good example? But you go and look at that person. His own life is good. I don't know whether you are with me. That's how it should be. But if you have messed up, please come back home. We have to heal you. But I always tell you, if you say, "Pastor, you will get born again. I will get him born again. Don't worry, sir, pastor. You know I have anointing. When he start boxing you and you call me, I will say, "Don't worry, dear. Enjoy it." Praise God. I will not come and take you from him. I say, "Come and live in my house." Are you with me? The Bible says, what God has put together, not even your father has the right to come and take you from your matrimonial home. Please don't use your hands to walk away. Don't use your leg to walk away. No matter how painful it is, stay there. If our friend has stayed at home, in spite of that thing that was worrying him, maybe when he had his heart attack, somebody would have been at home to help him. But it worked out. I'm not saying that was what made him die. I'm only saying, who knows? I'm not God. Praise the Lord. Don't say, "Pastor, you don't know. My wife is a devil. Our mother is a devil. Our grandfather is a devil. All the devils in the family are now fighting me." It's a lie. My friend that I said who went to America was a lecturer in Futa. He got a very prestigious job in the U.S. They told him, "Get something else to your PhD." He didn't listen. I think the wife left her career as, she did computer, but she got there and began to do certifications and became an expert. Like, they were calling her all over America, consulting, and was making good dollars. They now retrenched him. He now said that retrenchment was that they took his Ogo. We met one prophet in Nigeria. They said, "They've carried your Ogo and given it to your wife." Why would they not give your goat to your wife? Why you have no common sense? I don't know whether you're with me. So please, there are many things that attack the home. Just build a good foundation against that. It's a team. It's not, you're not a
part of this.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocesis every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.